The second part of the Hodei of this Mizmor begins in what's called Perek Ayin Aleph Pasuk Kaf Dalet. Pasuk Yud Dalet, I'm sorry. Beginning in Pasuk Yud Dalet and brings up some themes that are also worthy of note. Ani tamid ayachel. Ani pasuk yudalad. Ani tamid yeachel. I will always wish for this. Vosafti al kol tehilatecha. Vosafti. And I will add more and more letehilala to the glorification of God. And so when I receive this redemption that I'm hoping for, when the wish for busha and simcha is in fact effected, then vosafti al kol tehilatecha, pi yisaper tzidkatecha, kol hayom teshuatecha. Even though there is always this issue about talking even positively about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I accept upon myself that I will tell the story of divine righteousness, the tzedek, the goodness that was done to me, right, and the redemption that I have been that I have received. Kol hayom tshuatecha, I will all day long involve myself in telling the story of this salvation, ki lo yadati sforot, because I can't ever come to an end. So while I can't tell about the greatness of God, I can certainly tell the things that God did for me. That I can tell about. And therefore, The Mizmor ends with these psukim, starting Perek Kaf Bet. Gam ani otcha b'chlu nevel. Pasuk Kaf Bet. I thank you b'chlu nevel. Not simply with words, which in any event have limits. I mean, I can only use the words that I have. I can only say the things that I am able to say, but a kli nevel takes me beyond that. Music is always the wordless prayer, which has meaning. It's not just a noise. It's not the primeval sound of the shofar, but it's a message. But it's done with the nevel. It's international. Everybody can understand it. It's not, it doesn't represent the division of the 70 lishonot. Amitcha Elohai, azamra lecha bechinor. Not just a nevel, but also a kinor. I will praise your devotion, your truth to the covenant that we have established, and I will play the kinnor before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Yisrael. Like Ata, you are the Kadosh of Yisrael, because Yisrael are the ones who recognize this Kiddusha. Tiranena Svatai ki azamralach renafshi asher patita tiraneina svatai. I accept, I promise, I will surely sing the praises of God with my mouth when I also play the music and of the kinnor and the nevel, so that this combination of prayer, joy, hallel, language, and music is the greatest praise that a person can make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam lishoni kol hayom tehaget tzidkatecha the words that I say, kol hayom, all day long, I promise, teget tzidkatecha, ki boshu chichafru mevakshei ra'ati. They don't have a plan, but we know what we have to do. We have to praise the divine acts within history that created this wondrous situation. So there is this theme of kol hayom, all the time. I am doing this act of praise, which doesn't mean that I've stopped everything else and that I don't have any other connection to what's going on in the world around me. I continue to work, and I continue to learn, and I continue to teach, and I continue to have my family of primary concern, but my conversation always comes around to praise of God and the world in which I live, because I realize that those who don't have the anchor of the Torah and the mitzvot, they don't have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you don't have a direction. And if you don't have a direction, you're kind of mired in constant busha. And that busha is the recognition that you're misplaced, that somehow in the world you have to look around for those people who have simcha, who understand their job, their purpose, their place, their direction. And that's the prayer. The prayer is not only that we should have responsibility. It's not only true that we have to keep the Torah, learn the Torah, and keep the mitzvot, but it's also true that we have a direction, that we're moving. We're moving always in a particular direction. And that movement in that direction is what causes us to have great joy. And that great joy is expressed both by language, the words that I say, and the music that I play.